Back when I was a youngster, even as early as elementary school, grown-ups used to describe me as a rambunctious kid. Quick to tease, never afraid of a scrap. I had white blonde, almost glowing hair, and with more energy than brains. There were others that just let out and said I was a cute little devil. Early on, I learned the dining room table trick. My sister, 2 years older than I, was a great one to get rousted out, tug her hair or untie her shoelaces, and she'd give chase. And I'd lead her down to the dining room table. And as we'd go around the dining room table, it became very clear that I could keep her at bay and incite her wrath further by keeping her exactly opposite from me at the dining room table until a parent would show up, wherein I would say, "She was chasing me. She was chasing me." Nearing the end of my third grade year at Public School 233, now known as Roland Park Middle School, it was announced at the school that we were going to be having a very, very special visitor. And in fact, it was the world-famous pantomime Marcel Marceau was performing in Baltimore, and he was had agreed to come to PS 233 and perform for our school. And in today's language, you might liken it to the President of the United States landing at Roland Park Middle School. I mean, it was pandemonium on the day of the event. They had more grown-ups there. They had the entire gymnasium floor covered and the bleacher seats and more chairs than you could possibly imagine. And as our classes were filed into the back of the gymnasium, we were instructed to be on our very best behavior. Us third graders got the cheap seats for some reason, way in the back, and it was, we were so far away from the stage that we practically had to stand on our chairs to be able to see over top of the bigger kids in front of us. The lights dimmed, and there he was, the great Marcel Marceau, way, way off this speck of a guy. And he was dressed in black clam diggers, one of those silly French boat top, you know, white striped shirts, a black beret, and he had his face painted white, bright white, and I had never seen anyone with a bright white painted face. And then on his hands were these gloves that made his hands look outsized. They were bright white, kind of like a Mickey Mouse in the cartoons of the day. White gloves, white face, silly shirt. Anyway, he starts his routine, and accompanying him on the stage was an announcer. And the announcer let us know right up front that Marcel Marceau was sworn to silence, that his actions were greater than any words and in fact, close to poetry in motion. And so, you know, the announcer would announce a routine, and Marcel would go through all of these routines, and us kids at the way back were, you know, we were into it for a while, but then it's, you know, it was just so hard, he was so far away. Well, nearing the end of the performance, the announcer says, "The great mime, Marcel Marceau, would like to have a volunteer from the audience to portray an eagle in flight, a soaring eagle." And as you might imagine, every kid in the, "Yes, yes, me. And this great white gloved hand comes out from the stage and points way off into the back of the audience. And his eyes and my eyes come together, and I put my hands down. And Scooter and Timmy in front of me, their hands up, me. And no, the mime indicated over and over again, it was me he wanted. Later on, they said it must have been the towhead that caught his eye. They're ushering me out of my seat and up the center aisle, and as I get out of my seat, I realize that I'm pretty scared. You know, stage fright, performance anxiety, call it what you will, but this was not a good time for me. Everybody in the audience was looking at me, wondering, who is this little kid that got picked to be this eagle? So as I near the stage, and guys are, you know, the grown-ups are ushering me up the stage, as I near the stage, an even greater fear starts to take hold. Have you ever seen a famous mime up close. Have you ever seen a famous mime who's run through his performance and has been sweating through the whole thing? Well, I gotta tell you, it's a whole different story. His grease paint white face was now a sickly, yellow, sweaty, dripping. The accents around his eye, pink and black, and his soggy white, brown, gloved hand reaching out for me to help me up on the stage. And I'm looking at this guy, and I'm going, it's a goal, it's a goal, it's a goal, I'm scared. And so he's reaching for me, reaching to help me up on the stage. And I'm looking around, and on the stage, I see a chair was one of his props, and another one of the props was a table. So I'm looking up on the stage, and this hand's reaching down. I sidestepped his outreached hand, and I raced up the stairs and beeline for the table. Marcel Marceau gave chase, and I knew I had him. There we are, around the table. The whole place is in pandemonium, because they think this is part of the routine. I don't know. And there we are. And, Marcel goes one way and I go the other. And fast or slow, our eyes are locked. This thing is a ghoul. Ripped with muscles. Just muscles. I've never seen it look like a mountain lion in a zoo. And the dripping grease, yellow. And there I am, and I know as long as I stay exactly opposite from him, I got him for a while. I got him, So we both realized that it was a stalemate. And at that moment, Marcel had his back to the audience, and I, like I am now, gripping the table with my face to the audience, and our eyes are locked. This ghoul has just got me, I was wondering my hair wasn't standing straight up. He's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and the silence is broken. Listen, kid, you make me look like the fool. And I went, the mime spoke, and nobody heard it but me. Nobody heard it but me, and I'm like, and I look to my left, and there's the announcer, and he's got this kind of stern look, and I look to my right, and there's the principal, Mrs. Geezy, and she's over there tapping her foot like this is the end of the world. And I realized that I'm trapped. I got the ghoul, I got the announcer, I got Mrs. Geezy. There's no place for me to go, and I'm going, what now? And at that moment, the panic of the ghoul subsides, and I realize that the greatest fear of any rambunctious third grader is that if this gets back to your parents, you're going to be in big, big trouble. To this day and forever forward, I'll never, ever know how I climbed up on that chair and from the chair up onto the top of that table. And with the silent mimes, example, together we soared like an eagle. Thank you very much.